This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
2:05 on the clock. Drops it. Recovers. But he's going to go down again.
Henry Williams.
At the 43-yard line, there's Williams right there. And that's going to take us to the two-minute warning at 1:57.
That was a sign of Caleb Williams being sacked for the seventh time against the Seattle Seahawks. It's not nine against the Browns, but you get the idea. Same themes apply as we broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, along with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, and on Raheemian Harris. Layla's got the day off, and we're hoping to hear less of those types of plays this coming season.
I can ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
What you got?
You ready for this?
I'm always ready.
What is worse, the number of sacks that Caleb Williams took last year, that he endured, whether his fault or the offensive line's fault, or, and I don't have that exact number right here in front of me, maybe somebody can grab that.
I believe it's 68, is it?
Yes, something like that. So let's just say 70. What is worse, the number of sacks that Caleb Williams took or the number of sacks that the Bears defense had, which was 40 last year, led by Montez Sweat, was 5.5. So, in other words, the lack of Bears sacks from the offense or your number one rookie quarterback taking it on the chin 70 times or so last year, what was worse? What was more concerning to you?
It was a league-leading 68 sacks that he took, but despite leading the league in sacks taken, that was less concerning than the Bears' inability to get to the quarterback. I'm gonna say the lack of sacks is more concerning to me than the number of sacks. Because a rookie quarterback's probably going to take more sacks.
Yeah.
And
he's not hurt. He's okay.
And he's okay. He
yes.
played all 17 games.
It. Yes.
And so because of that, I think we're in good shape with the offensive line getting a major upgrade. I don't know that we're okay with people getting to the quarterback.
Okay, so you have Grady Jarrett here now. You have Shamar Turner here. You have Dio Adangbo. There's only one guy in that group that I know could affect the quarterback, and that's Grady Jarrett. Dio Adangbo is not shown yet. That maybe Dennis Allen will change all of this.
He's got pressures, though. He's got a lot of pressures.
No doubt about it.
So that affects the quarterback.
But that always bothers me when a defensive end or an outside linebacker in a 3-4, they have to tell you that, oh, well, I know he didn't get a lot of sacks, but look what he's doing. You got to get to the quarterback eventually, and I get it. Like, you're affecting the quarterback. That is good. Get to the damn quarterback and knock him on his ass. So, yeah, I think to your point, I don't know. I mean, a healthy Montez Sweat maybe this year, if he was more banged up than we even know, maybe he's getting back to the quarterback more this year, but yeah, I'm still a little bit concerned about that as well. You can't just assume that a rookie is going to go in, and Turner is an inside guy who used to be an outside guy.
We've never seen him play an NFL snap.
That's correct.
And then Dayo Odingbo, we don't know what the plans are for him specifically and how he will be utilized.
Right.
We just know it'll be in a variety of ways, according to Dennis Allen.
Yeah, he's going to bounce around that defensive line.
What are the odds that someone that's already in Chicago that played for the Bears last season takes their game up another notch, and that person's name is not Montez Sweat?
Yeah, so there's a couple candidates there. You'd have Austin Booker, whom we were all very excited about in the preseason last year, and then it was kind of a nothing burger during the regular season. And we keep doing this, too, with Jervon Dexter, who was second on the team in sacks last year with, I believe, 5, and most of those came very early in the season. He may have had one later on, but there was kind of like a fade from his season. So those are a couple of possibilities, but it's not a definite right now. And, you know, Dennis Allen saying, as most guys who run a 4-3 defense will say, you get that pressure on the inside. So maybe Grady Jarrett helps that. Maybe Shamar Turner helps that. Maybe Dayo Odingbo helps that. But it's still one of the great unknowns for the Bears at this point.
Okay, so we don't know necessarily about them getting more pressure on the quarterback for sure, because we're going off of projections and adds in the offseason. As far as that offensive line, though, I do really feel good that Caleb Williams will have adequate protection. One, because the personnel has changed. Two, that's why Ben Johnson was brought here to scheme it up as such. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the interior guys, like, we still got to see it. It's not a definite that those guys are going to be great in the middle. But I got a pretty good feeling that those three guys, Dolman, Tooney, and Jackson, are going to be pretty sturdy. You know, like you do have to still worry about what's going on at the left tackle spot. You know, is Braxton Jones ever going to be healthy? Is it realistic that Ozzie Trapillo can just step in there and be a left tackle? Can Darnell Wright move from the right side to the left side? That's all stuff that we still have to see.
Mark, my biggest indicator on that and why I'm not worried in the least, I have a lot of worries about the Bears. That's not one of my top five concerns.
Okay.
Him protecting the quarterback. There's a quarterback who played each of the last 3 years, 17 games each season in the regular season. This quarterback was sacked 23 times in 2022, 30 times in 2023, and 31 times in 2024. First off, would you be good with those sack numbers for your starting quarterback who played 17 games?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to guess the identity of that quarterback?
Is it Mahomes?
No. It's Jared Goff.
Oh, very good, Mr. Harris.
Is he a mobile quarterback, Jared Goff?
No, he is not.
23, 30, and 31. You see why I'm not concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that...
Who was his offensive coordinator in those three seasons?
Yeah, Ben Johnson.
Have I allayed your fears?
Yeah, that's...
Are we in a better place?
We're in a better place. Can I flip it back to the defense here?
Let's do
Since we got time here.
Yeah, we're waiting on Sean King, but I don't know that he may have overslept his alarm.
This is a pop-up topic. This is not where we necessarily had planned to go. But
we're going to reschedule Sean King because he had his time zones mixed up. It happens.
Oh, okay. So we're not getting Sean King. Okay. No Sean King. That means you have a chance to be king of this segment.
Okay. All right. Talked about this a little bit last night.
Back to the defense.
Taking it back to the defense. Because, of course, I mean, look, the obsession is the offense, and understandably so.
I'm not obsessed with the offense. No, this entire segment, I've every time you've asked me a question, I've pivoted to where? The defense.
The defense. Yes. So I'm going to re-pivot us there. One of the things that was most disturbing to me about the Bears' defense last year was the number of big runs by opposing running backs. Once you stop stopping the run in this NFL, you are in trouble.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, when you said that out loud, an image came into a very specific image came into my mind.
Can't wait to
Can
hear
you
this.
Guess what the image is? Based on your, I'm sure you've got it all cataloged. Like
I do.
Who
I
was
have it
running
all,
where?
And, I have it all.
Which of those specific runs do you think popped into my head?
It's got to be Amari DiMarcado, the Arizona game, the end of the first half.
It's
yes.
like we're psychically linked.
I love it. Yes, that was devastating. That and not to mention, is it James Conner, the other running back? He was pretty good in that game, too.
Right.
But the DiMarcado thing was like a, oh, my God. Like
end of the half.
Like a loaf. There's a loaf. There's a loaf. There's a loaf. I mean, it was Wonder Bread out there. Like, Matt Eberflus was flinging, like, bags of bread out there. That is a loaf. You get a loaf. You get, because they just, it was the end of the half, right? And everybody's just sort of like, okay, we're going in there. Meantime, DiMarcado's like, I'm just going to take this ball into the end zone. 53 yards.
On a very, what seemed like a very low risk down situation where maybe things wouldn't go that way.
Yeah.
But so you're worried about the running game.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. About, oh, so, and I have, as you said, I do have things cataloged here, like throughout the season.
Well, what do you want to share with the people?
Well, Mark? I do want to share that, like, to make the, and I should point out, too, that, yes, Andrew Billings was out, right? You didn't have Jaquan Brisker for a lot of the season. So you had Montez Sweat, who was banged up, I guess. But I don't even know if I want to excuse him at this point. So
no one's, to be clear, no one is being excused. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
We can say this is what the situation was. But last I checked, Andrew Billings played against the Cardinals.
Okay. Good call. And you did bring in Grady Jarrett and Shamar Turner and Odangbo. So I take that all into account. But the Colts game, Jonathan Taylor had a 29-yard run. In the Carolina game, do you remember Chuba Hubbard doing
yes.
what he was doing?
Yes.
38-yard run in that game. Who is this guy? He's Chuba Hubbard. He had a 38-yard run. In the Washington game, Brian Robinson Jr. had a 20-yard run. I realize like that's not as explosive as the other ones, but it was of consequence. The Arizona game, Amari DiMarcado, 53 yards. Aaron Jones in a Minnesota game had a 41-yard run. Seattle, you talk about that Seattle game. Kenny McIntosh had a 25-yard run. You had that. You had... How about this? How about in the Green Bay game, one of the Green Bay games, Emmanuel Lewis and Chris Brooks each had runs of over 20 yards. A couple more here.
No, go take your time I have a question when you're done
okay,
with this.
I got two more. And I might be missing some, so maybe texters can fill in the blanks. But Jahmyr Gibbs, 28-yard run for Detroit. The debacle on Thanksgiving Day where it was like Gibbs 10 yards, Montgomery 15 yards, Gibbs 10 yards. And then for San Francisco, anybody remember the running back for San Francisco? Anybody? Isaac Garendo, a 31-yard run that day. So it was run, boom. Like that was the part where I was like, that is more trouble than anything that is going on for the defense. Because one thing you could always count on, it feels like with a Bears defense, is they're going to stop the run. They're going to stop the run. And once you stop doing that, and again, this NFL, you're screwed. And the Bears were screwed.
Okay. I understand why you are concerned about the running game.
Thank you.
Let me flip that on you, though.
Tell me about the Bears' explosive plays from 2024.
You talk about the Bears?
The Bears'
offense?
The Bears' running plays of 20-plus yards.
I don't have that in front of me. Yes.
But if off the top of your head.
Yeah, I don't remember. DeAndre Swift, I'm going to say, had like a 36-yard touchdown run. Am I right about that?
Yeah, he had a couple big runs. I don't know the total off the top of my head, but the reason I bring it up is because that's the story of the Bears' season. That's why they went 5-12.
They couldn't stop the run, and they couldn't run the ball.
Couldn't run the ball, and they couldn't stop the run.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, based on that, whether or not we're going to see a situation this season where they are going to run at will in the violent manner that you're describing other teams doing against them last season. That is, like, my biggest offensive concern. Other than that, I'm not worried about the quarterback getting sacked. I'm not worried about them in the passing game. It's, can you stop the run? Can you get to the quarterback?
I mean, it's simple. It's simple football, and the Bears failed to do those things. And I do think, like, again, I am not leaving out the fact that they saw that too, the Bears did, and that's why they made what I think was a really good signing of Grady Jarrett. We'll see on Dio Odangbo. I'm listening. I'm watching. I want to see how he affects those things. So and Shamar Turner. But like you said, I don't think it's realistic to think that he's just going to get in there and start, you know, making splash plays. But somebody has to stop. I mean, that killed the Bears so many times last year. And understandably, we wanted to see the offense develop and be better, especially early in games. But low-key, man, that was one of the worst parts about the Bears last year. Those runs, those guys that I just went through.
That is the voice of Mark Grody. He's in for Layla Rahimi here on Rahimi and Harris. I'm Marshall Harris, and we're hanging out talking about the Bears. Thought we were going to have Sean King on. He's had to reschedule with us, but that's okay because we can always talk Bears in different manners through different lenses. Right now, Mark going over...
I'm sorry I had to do that.
No. There's nothing to apologize for. I think it's a stark reality. This just leads me more into kind of how your brain works and how you see the past, and also gives some insight into maybe how you see the future, something we'll get into a little bit later in the show, in that in this moment, we may be looking at the Bears through a funhouse mirror type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
That's a pretty good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah, you know, might be a little taller than you think, might be a little shorter, fatter, skinnier, out of proportion.
Out of control.
Not quite as balanced as you thought you were when you look in a certain mirror with a certain twist.
Right.
So all of that stuff is important to say when you look around the division right now, you're wondering, oh, the Bears, and I've heard way too much of this. Oh, well, you know, the Bears, they're not far away from the Vikings, and they're probably better than the Vikings at quarterback, and they're still a little bit away from the Lions, but, you know, the Lions lost both their coordinators, and also they've already surpassed the Packers because they could have beat them twice, and they already beat them once, and they beat them the last time they saw them. So it feels like a lot of projection or wish casting, if it were, about where you feel like the Bears should be next season, as opposed to the reality of where we last saw the Bears.
That's correct. And let's not forget, like, when we talk about Minnesota and, you know, having a second-year quarterback at this point, and they'd lose Sam Darnold. Kevin O'Connell may have been the one that made Sam Darnold, right? I mean, this is an excellent offensive. He didn't hurt, and we'll find out. We'll find out this year with Darnold getting a chance to start. So let's not look at Minnesota and say that they've necessarily been weakened this year. But, yeah, there are just so many examples right now of people talking about the Bears being really good this year.
Do you think the Bears will talk less this season outside of the building? Do you think we'll have less podcasts, less interviews, less, just less?
I don't think that's fair. Like, I know what you mean. The answer is no, and I think I would say no. In this day and age, you're not going to tell Jalen Johnson not to go on the score. You're not going to tell players to don't do your podcasts and things like that. That's unrealistic. If Ben Johnson comes in with that sort of attitude, then I don't like it. Then shame on him. So I understand where you're coming from, because that all got amplified because the Bears lost 10 in a row last year, and things were said on those podcasts, but they were telling the truth. There was honesty coming out in those podcasts, on the Score, in the locker room, like transparently. So while I do think there probably needs to, like, practice habits need to be better. I mean, that was pretty clear from the things that we heard last year from players. Like, that stuff, that kind of stuff. But the being open and honest about what's going on in your team, going on the radio, doing your podcast, like, it's ridiculous, the idea that they should quell that kind of stuff. Like, if it really hurts them, their play, then okay, fine. But no, I mean, that's silly.
If they're saying outrageous things, that's one thing, but they're just even telling the truth.
Even if they're saying outrageous stuff, man, I mean, like, whatever. Like, I think that they're allowed to, they are entitled to do those things. I really believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I wonder how much of that is you as a journalist saying, I like the content.
Yeah. I mean, I probably some of it is, but I just think in now when everything is out there, look, we as media are out here saying stuff about them. We are tweeting things. It's on video. Every single thing that these guys say is amplified. So they should get to talk back too.
Just be sure you're tweeting when you're supposed to be tweeting. That's a lesson I learned in the last 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
You. Sometimes
yeah, exactly.
You don't tweet when you're supposed to.
You get that credential pulled for a day, you know? That's what happens.
It's one of those things.
I got a lot more, by the way, eventually here on this, the topic of the Chicago Bears and examples that we could pull of them being a little bit, of us getting a little bit carried away here in the month of May.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to that next hour. Yeah. But before we get to that, this segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.